Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much. For joining me, thanks for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure, as always. You're going to be glad you did because we got a new friend. Jeff Jarvis is with us, ladies and gentlemen. But you probably know him from perhaps from his blogs, perhaps from his writing. He's been doing online commentating for a long time. One of the pioneers in the blog world. And in fact, his blog BuzzMachine.com is one of the top in the world. Many of you have seen him on television. He's been asked to join a number of talk programs on television to get his perspectives on what the social media universe is having to say. He was named one of the top 100 worldwide media leaders by the World Economic Forum in Davos for the last 2 years in a row. Pretty impressive. And he's got a new book out called What Would Google Do? And he's our new friend, Jeff Jarvis. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
It's good to have you back, Jeff, or good to have you here, I should say. And congratulations on your book.
Thank you very much. A lot of
fun
to do.
Google is, you know, when I think about the history of companies that have transformed things over the years, I used to work for a little company called Xerox many years ago. And, you know, they were kind of the, in their own way, they were the kind of the Google of the 60s and 70s. You know, and then because of their growth and because of the way they transformed the office and that sort of thing, the IBM Selectric typewriter transformed, did a lot to do that too. Then along came a little company called Microsoft, and they became the big kid on the block. And now, would you say Google has taken those places?
Oh, even more than that, because it's more than just a tool. It's how the world finds you. And
yeah.
And you can have an entirely new world find you. Even if you're a small business, you can reach a very targeted audience that's just right for you. And if it's possible for you to serve the whole world, you can now.
So they're not a product. They're the path to everybody else's products.
I think the most important lesson about Google is that they created a platform that enabled others to succeed. And the way big business worked in days up till about 6 months ago was that you owned and controlled everything, you borrowed huge amounts of capital to make huge acquisitions, you were
right.
The center of everything. Google, on the other hand, built a platform that enables no end of businesses to succeed.
Right.
You know, one silly example is people come along now and something funny happens in the world, they'll make a T-shirt on it, put it on Cafe Press, which enables you to sell T-shirts without having to make them, and then
right.
you advertise yourself on Google Ads, and you've got a business.
Mm-hmm. Well, they really have democratized the internet for a lot of folks, and if they have allowed some people, you know, to make a living by using the tools that they offer. One of the things you say in your book is that unlike Yahoo, Google is not a portal. Now, when we think about Yahoo, we think about it going head to head with Google, and so we often think about and of course they're not doing all that well in that war. But when we think about that scenario, we think of that about them being the same kind of animal. But you say they're not.
No, Yahoo is really the last old media company, and it, you know, operates by the old rules. It controls media and content. It advertises to bring you in and then throws ads at you. Google, on the other hand, says, we don't even care if you come to Google.com. We're all around the web. So on my mm-hmm. blog, Buzz Machine, I've got Google videos and Google Docs and Google Maps and Google Search, and I have Google Ads, and Google pays me for that.
Right.
So I've become part of the Google empire all around the web. It's
so,
an entirely different way to look at things.
So Yahoo becomes your 21st century encyclopedia and source for maybe products through their advertising, whereas Google becomes your partner.
Exactly. And that's the most important thing, I think, is that not only should Google do that, but so can every business, even a small business. How are you helping your customers succeed? It's a question we ask all the time, but I think we can answer it in new ways now.
Right. Well, what do you think is let's talk about some of the things that Google is into now. You know, they've got the new Google Earth application. We've heard about we're working on some iGoogle applications, some iGoogle gadgets, I think they call them. We're working on some of those, And these are all free, aren't they? I mean, that's the amazing thing about Google. Everything you do at Google basically is free.
Right, and Google benefits from that, not only by being able to put ads on them, but by gaining knowledge. That's a really important thing. Goog 411 is the new free service that lets you get rid of those overpriced information calls with your cellular carrier.
Mm-hmm.
And it's free and not even ad-supported. And Chris Anderson, who wrote The Long Tail, editor of Wired, speculated that the reason they're doing this is because they're getting millions and millions of voice samples from us, and when mobile becomes the huge thing, they'll know better than anybody else how to understand us.
So
that
Google
kind of thinking, it says there's value in your crowd. Your customers know things, and how can you pull that out?
One of the things Google has done pretty well, it seems to me, Jeff, and something that small business owners can take a huge lesson from, is what some people call the Wayne Gretzky philosophy. Don't go where the puck is. Go where you think the puck is going. And that's
right,
what you were just talking about with the mobile devices. That's what you were just talking about, because they've been working on that for a long time, haven't they?
Right. The other important thing about Google is that they're unafraid to make public mistakes. In fact, you know, most Google products are put out as betas, which
right.
is to say that Google is really saying when they do that, this product is unfinished, it's imperfect, but
right.
you know better what to do with it, so help us finish it. And people can be incredibly generous when it comes to that. By opening up to hear your customers in new ways, they can help you. And I don't mean we turn everything into a democracy or a
right.
Bob Fool. I mean that you make yourself smarter, because people will generously help you make your products better.
Well, one of the things that I take from that is, and I tell small business owners to make lots of decisions, and that means that you'll probably make lots of mistakes, but by making a lot of them, you'll make smaller ones.
Right.
Smaller decisions and smaller mistakes.
If you're agile at learning from those mistakes and shifting around,
right.
then there's no problem. And it's really an attitude thing. If you tell your public, I'm perfect, and then you're imperfect, well, you've messed up. If you tell your public that I'm open to your ideas, that's why I'm going to think in public and be transparent
right.
about it,
right.
you're better off. Amazing example, too, outside of Google is my Starbucks idea,
mm-hmm.
where Starbucks used Salesforce.com's ideas platform to enable people to come on and share ideas publicly. Now, how is that different from a suggestion box? Well, because it's all in public. So the customers debate them and vote on them and make them better, and the employees come in. And as a result, Starbucks has started doing things because of what the customers have said. And importantly, it's not a platform where people complain about Starbucks. Instead,
right.
it's very constructive, and they try to help Starbucks.
Jeff, what website would you like people to find you at?
BuzzMachine.com is my blog.
Yeah.
That's where the discussion about the book continues.
Buzz Machine, and by the way, he's got a post on there now, 30 Days of What Would Google Do? What Does Google Do to Brands? And we're going to talk about that and other topics right after these messages with Jeff Jarvis. The book is called What Would Google Do? 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a visit with our new friend Jeff Jarvis, the author of What Would Google Do? I'd like to remind you that my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. My blog is there. You can click to it off the homepage, or you can just go to jimsblog.biz. My knowledge base is there, askjim.biz. You can listen to archives and articles of past interviews on every category known to small business. And if you got 10 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes, we got something there that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Jeff Jarvis and I are talking about What Would Google Do? And that's the title of his book. And, Jeff, this book's now available wherever books are sold, right?
You bet it is.
All right, folks, I hope you check it out. This is one of those books that I think not only will you learn more about Google, but you'll learn more about your own business in the process. And, Jeff, I commend you for writing the book that way. One of the things that Google, you talked about Google mistakes. I don't know if they call it a mistake, but I know it's something that they've gotten out of. They tried to sell ads on radio, and they've recently abandoned that idea. Can you know about that?
Yeah, they both got rid of radio and newspapers. And what I understand from folks is that part of the problem was that both in radio and newspapers, the companies didn't give over some of their best ad inventory to Google, so they weren't making much money, and Google wasn't making much money, and the recession came along, and Google had to abandon it, as they've abandoned a few other products that they've had recently.
Is that right?
Be unafraid of making mistakes and get rid of things. Google had Google Video, and it was trying to be number one. Then it bought YouTube, and it just killed Google Video as well.
Ah. So that is one thing to do, and that's something that's not easy for small business owners, Jeff, is to know when to quit. See, we're pathological optimists. We're take no prisoners kinds of guys, and so sometimes, you know, we have a hard time saying, this isn't going to work, I better get out.
Exactly. Now, Google, I think, tries to listen very hard to its customers to see when to do that. And Google believes in data and believes that data don't lie.
Yeah.
You can get carried away with that, especially when you have a small constituency. But I think that the more you can listen to your own people, the more they'll tell you what's working or not.
Right. One of the things that some people are concerned about with Google, they do seem to know an awful lot about an awful lot of people and about where we go, what we do, what we use. There are a lot of people out there who are concerned about privacy, and when they ask who could be a big culprit in the future, a lot of people point to Google. What do you think?
Yeah, I think the issue isn't privacy. The issue is control. As long as you have control of your data and your information, you decide what people know about you, then you can get benefit out of that or not. The flip side of this discussion, though, that's rarely entered into, is the benefits of publicness. When you are public online, people can now find you through Google.
Yeah.
The more you do in your business is public, and I don't just mean having a website. I mean talking about your business, having a relationship with people in public, having every bit of information you can imagine, doing your products in public. The more people are going to link to you, the more you're linked to, the higher you're going to rise in Google, the more people are going to discover you. And that publicness is a really important part of business now.
Even as far down the road as we are with the new media offerings and the new world that we're in right now, there's still a lot of confusion, a lot of anxiety about what we're trying to do, isn't it? I mean, we still don't completely know. We haven't completely taken our foot away from the old methods. We're still sort of straddling between the boat and the dock a little, aren't we? And that's kind of frightening for a lot of people, isn't it?
Right, it's hard. That's why I wrote this book, not because it's really about Google, but instead it says that our world has changed in fundamental ways, and the best way to try to, and it's counterintuitive, it's confusing, and so maybe the best way to understand that is to look at somebody who's succeeded greatly and figure out how they see the world. That's Google. Now, you can do the same thing with Amazon and eBay Skype and all these other companies that have operated in a different way for a new world.
Well, see, I'm glad to hear you say that, because what I've said for a long time is there's an awful lot that big businesses can learn from small businesses. But there are things that big businesses do that small businesses shouldn't do. But what you're talking about right now, and you're the concept of what would Google do, what would Amazon do, whoever, I do think it's important for small business owners to look, to watch where those guys are going. Where are they looking? Because they spend a lot of money. They're like, got a lot of smart people and who have time to see where the world is going, and those are good people to watch, aren't they?
And there's new opportunities here. You know, in journalism, in my business, people are constantly complaining about change and saying, oh, this is going to be difficult now. Well, at every problem, there's an opportunity. And if you look and see where the world has changed, you're going to see new ways to do things that you're going to beat the big old guys to it.
Right, right. What about the global distribution of Google? How do you think that's going to look in the future? China and some of the restricted communities.
Well, China is controversial because Google is there with a restricted search. And
right.
They argue that they're better off to have a hampered internet than no internet. I don't have to agree. I think that's Google has more of a possibility to stand up for free speech than even it knows.
Right. And they bailed on that one, didn't they?
But it's growing around the world. It's in all kinds of languages, just as, you know, Facebook is too. Facebook, thinking in this new way, when they came out with a Spanish-language version, they didn't translate it. They created a tool so their audience could translate it.
Yeah.
That's a different way to think. But it's not just international, I think. Eric Schmidt, the head of Google, has said that soon Google will make more money from mobile than from the web.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the other big revolution that's coming.
And that's something we've been talking about here, and we will continue to do so. Jeffrey, will you come back in the future and talk to us some more? You got a lot more to teach us.
And more just to talk about and learn about business. I would love to.
We'd love to have you back. And we'd also like for you to help us learn more about the social media, blogging, and that sort of thing. We need help on that. Thank you for that. Google, What Would Google Do, ladies and gentlemen, is the book. The author is Jeff Jarvis. Watch for him on television. Check out his website, his blog, buzzmachine.com. It's a good one. He'll be back, I promise. Got to go for this hour. No, actually, for this half hour, I'll be back on the other side of the news with our good friend Doug Barry. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.